Okay, here it goes. She nasha, ahala ahala go nasha, ahala ahala go nasha. She nasha bege wajola eya heinaya, ahala ahala go nasha, ahala ahala go nasha. She nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Shitachi hojona sha, shitachi hojona sha. Chi nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Shinachi hojona sha, shinachi hojona sha. Chi nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Shiyaji hojona sha, shiyaji hojona sha. Chi nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Shikaji hojona sha, shikaji hojona sha. Chi nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Atsuji hojona sha, atsuji hojona sha. Chi nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Okay, now to translate the song, it goes, there's beauty before me, there's beauty behind me, there's beauty below me, beauty above me, all around me is beauty. What more appropriate for the place, right? Okay. So, walk in beauty song.
Mm-hmm. Greetings, dear ones, I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening, we are again in the former homes of the ancients, the ancient ones, the Anasazi. You may hear the echoing of the cave before us, as those in attendance sit upon the rock. It's ancient here, and it's sacred. It's sacred because you want it to be. It is a remembrance and a respect of those who were here before you. I want to continue a little bit about energy. I want you to remember what I told you before, that the various monoliths in what you call Monument Valley didn't have names as much as they had energies. Those energies will change. And those who live here will feel them change. Much as we told you that the vortices and the vortex would change in a place not too far from here called Sedona. But what I want to speak of is you personally. What better place for you to receive a healing? And the healing today would be that which is inappropriate thought for you. That which is doubting for you or unbelief for you. Wouldn't it be good if you could then somehow wipe away all the doubts? If you could transmute yourself back just for a moment to a people who understood the planet so much that they wanted for nothing. Except rain. So, dear ones, this is the place for this right now. The energies we spoke of a few moments ago that are starting to shift are just ripe with change for you. We've told you that light is winning. We've told you that there are now processes which are new. Or they're not new, but they are now enhanced past what they ever were before. And it can go in several directions depending upon the free will and free choice of the human being. But I want to talk to you right now, those listening and the ones in this alcove. What you say is what is heard by your body. by the earth around you, literally by the ethers in the oxygen. There's never been a time where what you then say out loud and what you act out, there's never been a time where that was more profound. And you've heard me talk about this before, but it follows on with the last channel. Because personally, you can create for yourself a winning scenario of healing. What do you speak out loud? This is a new era. It's a new time. And yet it's a time where the ancient truths are starting to come alive more than ever before. What do you think about yourself? Not what you look like, not how old you are. Do you feel worthy to sit in this place where the ancients were? And if you don't, let's take a moment to review the magnificence that you are. You're alive and you were chosen to be part of this partnership with the planet, with God, which all there is, life. You are not removed from the rest of everything as you were taught from birth. You've done nothing wrong. You arrive magnificent, and you carry around with you, however, the feeling of questioning that. It's time right now. What better time than in this magic mystery place than to settle that debt that you owe yourself by forgiving yourself of whatever you think you've done, or for the years that you've spent doubting yourself, and to know that you're clear, that you are part of the partnership, and that the planet knows you. God knows you. There are those who carry around doubt and fear about death itself, and there is no sting in death. There's a constant renewal. How could you doubt that? When you see in nature, when you see Gaia, renewal and renewal and renewal and renewal. To think that you're apart from that doesn't make any kind of spiritual sense. The renewal is guaranteed, and the soul is yours forever. Some of you are afraid of perhaps the health or the things you carry or the sensitivities which might affect your health. Did you know that by speaking out loud that which you are, your body will hear it and cooperate? And if you speak out loud that you are afraid or in fear or you're not worthy, your body and all that's around you will hear that and cooperate totally. But if you say your magnificence, if you will claim that which is yours, including the health that you deserve, you will be fascinated, if not amazed, at how quickly things start to heal. Let's let this be a healing ceremony. What are your thoughts right now about who you are? Not about tomorrow. Not about what you're doing right now. Who are you? And I'll tell you what Spirit says you are. You are a piece of the whole. You deserve to be here. You are known by the planet, by Spirit totally, by name. No accident, the things that have happened to you, no accident that you're here. And so that means you can stand tall and know that all things are possible. But more than ever in this new energy, dear ones, what you think is what you become. Never has there been a time where affirmations are stronger than now, than pure intent and thought stronger than now. What habits do you carry around that your mothers and fathers, who you love very much, have given you because they were in an old energy, where perhaps what they said and the traditions were appropriate for the time, but now suddenly you are starting to change, to fall in line with the beauty of a new planet. Traditions will be created in your generation and those to follow that are far different than the traditions of your elders. And the traditions will be so grand and great, they will shake hands with the ancients. You'll have new ways of saying old things, because the truth is always the truth. In a day or so, you leave. How many of you are going to remember this moment as the voice echoes in the cavern, where you have a chance right now to leave something here as you get up and leave this place? What if you leave illness here? What if you leave doubt and fear here? Some have come with issues that you've not spoken of to anybody. The rocks know what they are. I know what they are. Why don't you leave them here as well? Things are not always as they seem, dear ones, and right now, the way they are is ripe for healing, shift, change, and magnificence. That's who you are. What you do next, right now, with your intent, is the key. There has never been a better time in your life than where you sit now in this sacred place, in this mystery valley, to dump all of the things that are inappropriate for you to think of or be. By yourself, in the stillness of now. Do you hear that? The power of nothing is supreme. It is Gaia, the beauty of the silence that is here. And so it is.